Okay, could you introduce me to Abakhlali?
Abahlali Basam Jungle Movement is a social movement in South Africa. Their main priorities are land and housing. What Abahlali really want is houses, is the government to fulfill the promises that they gave to the poor people from 94 up until today. There's nothing that had happened. So Abahlali in 2005, they dedicated 2005 as a year of action, whereby Abahlali made about four protests in 3 months. They started to march against local councillors, then they go forward to them to march against the mayor Obed Mlaba of Ethekwini municipality, and thereafter they continue to march against the MEC of the province of KwaZulu-Natal, Mike Mabuyakhulu, after they discovered that the councillors and the mayors are failing Abahlali dismal. And on 27 April on 2006, Abahlali made history where everybody was celebrating freedom, but Abahlali were doing something new where they said Unfreedom Day, asikhululekile 2006, actually no freedom for the poor. The really people who are free are the mayors that we use to accompany them to the stadium to celebrate their freedom, because they've got a freedom. So as the poor people in South Africa, we've got no freedom. And Abahlali have worked closely with other good NGOs like Open Democracy Advice Center based in Cape Town, where they use the access to information policy that in South Africa they say you have a right to know. So we use that policy, and that policy states it clear that if you a certain individual have put a request to a certain department of the government has to respond to that, to the requester, not later than 30 days. If it has been more than 30 days, they have to take the matter to the court. For sure they will win, because Abahlali are used to win against the Ethekwini municipality, because the Ethekwini municipality are oppressing the poor. So Abahlali are always on the good side. That is why they always win. For example, on 27 February, where they applied for a march, and then their right was demolished by the city manager not to give them the permit, and Abahlali were prepared to go to the High Court, and then they won against a Tycoon City manager, Dr. Sycliffe, and that was history in South Africa for poor people to win against a certain municipality. So now what we propose as Abahlali, we discover that our local leaders have betrayed us. We have been betrayed by the one we trusted most. What is our plight? Is we are not fighting ANC. We are fighting nobody. We are independent. We are a social movement. We don't participate in political actions. We do not support any political parties. We've got no alliance with any political parties. We are neutral. Our main target is land and housing. On 2005, we said no land, no house, no vote. And the ANC spokesperson said we are disrupting the elections. So now, even after elections, we keep on zabalazing for housing to show them that our main target is land and house, not like disturbing the elections. We'll keep on zabalazing until we get umhlaba and izindlu. Our deadline on our struggle is land and housing. What we would appreciate now as Abahlali to do is, like, if there will be some donors from overseas that can donate Abahlali to get umhlaba, to build izindlu, so that will make everybody to be sure that the South African government is failing dismally. Because if we can get sponsors from overseas to build these houses, like there are some Jimmy Carter housing project in Sherwood, this project has been sponsored by overseas donors. So as Abahlali, will appreciate that, and we will keep on zabalazing until we get what we want, because we don't want to divert from the agenda of umhlaba and izindlu. Thanks.
Thank you. And could you quickly describe the housing conditions or how people live in the area where Abahlali started?
Actually, like on the housing summit in Durban, Abahlali were there outside picketing, where they said this housing summit is undemocratic because Abahlali masses were not allowed to be there. We said those who feel it must lead it. We are tired of these councillors who stay in the suburbs and then speak on our behalf. We are the ones who feel it. We are the ones who suffer. So the way we live in the Jondolos is not the way you think South Africans can live. We live in the mud. We are facing fires. Like last year, a one-year-old Mhlengi Khumalo was bright by fire. This year, Mr. Dlomo, a 70-year-old Mkhulu, was bright in fire because of the policies that were implemented that are forcing the Eskom not to electrify the Tsondolos. So the main target that make Abahlali to die and to be bright is because the Thekwini municipality have passed a law that said no more electricity in the Tsondolos, and we prioritize that the government is guilty of that, because should they give us electricity, the lives of our comrades would have been saved.
And I wanted to ask you, how many people are part of Abahlali, and can you tell us what Abahlali means?
Abahlali is the residents. Abahlali basem Tsondolos, the residents in the Tsondolos. So Abahlali have got about more than 30 affiliates in their movement, and we have about more than 20,000 people who are the members of Abahlali, because Abahlali started in Kennedy Road, extended to Reservoir Hills, up to Maritzburg, down toward 15 Pine Town, and now Abahlali are protecting the rights of the voiceless and the poor of the poorest all over South Africa, because we do understand that even though other shack dwellers in other areas are not zabalazing, it's because they don't have the people who can speak for them, because they always think the councillors are the messiahs, although the councillors are the oppressors themselves. So we say in South Africa the struggle continues, and this thing of 2010 is an insult against the poor in South Africa, because what is happening now, the government is clearing the slums by force, taking people out of the city, and they take the street kids to jail just to impress the world. Because if there is an international conference at the International Conversation Center, the police are always there to take all the street kids of South Africa to jail, so that the Ethekwini municipality will be seen as the best run municipality, although there are street kids there, but they just take them to hide them in the old age, in children's home, just to impress the world, like as if they are now street kids in South Africa. On the issue of 2010 as the poor, we are so disappointed when we discover that our leaders are prioritizing the building of stadium, the renewing the infrastructure of roads, although they didn't give us houses and umhlaba. So as I was doing economics at school, I'm always disappointed when we talk about the wants. We talk about primary wants, secondary wants, tertiary wants. We do know that a house is a primary want, shelter is a primary want, but our officials are prioritizing the stadium, which are for entertainment. You can survive without stadium. We can survive without umhlaba, and nobody can without the road, not umhlaba, excuse. So we can survive without this luxurious life of state dams, casinos, airports, and so on. But we are suffering without houses, which is a basic need. And Abahlali are not coming. I'm not coming with something which is new. We don't want something which is luxurious. We want something which is basic. We want something that we've been promised. We want the leaders of the South African politics to fulfill the promises that they gave to the poor, because they are not surprised. We remind them to give us what they promised us. As Abahlali, if anybody want to get more information about Abahlali, he must be free to say sbuzikode@gmail.com. If you want some more information, there is a cell number for Sbuzikode, 0835470474. And people must be free. We are not councillors. We will not ask you appointments and all these things. Be free to contact Abahlali. They are at your service anytime.